Locke stewed octopus and boiled potatoes. He sliced pears and apples and alchemical hybrid fruit that oozed honey-scented liquor. He spiced and seasoned and bit his tongue in furious concentration. He was frequently the architect of gruesome messes that were hauled out behind the temple and fed to the goats. But, as he improved at everything else required of him, he improved steadily at the hearth. Soon, the Sansas ceased to tease him and began to trust him as an assistant with their own delicate creations. One night, about half a year after his arrival at the House of Perelandro, Locke and the Sansas collaborated on a stuffed platter of infant sharks. This was Vici Entamere, the first beautiful art, the cuisine of sea creatures. Callow gutted the soft-skinned little sharks and stuffed them with red and yellow peppers, which had in turn been stuffed with sausage and blood cheese by Locke. The tiny staring eyes of the creatures were replaced with black olives. Once the little teeth were plucked out, the mouths were stuffed with glazed carrots and rice, and their fins and tails were cut off to be boiled into a soup.
"Ah!"
said Chains when the elaborate meal was settling in four appreciative gullets. "Now that was genuinely excellent, boys. But while you're cleaning up and scouring the dishes, I only want to hear you speaking Vadran."
"You know, I might not even be one after all," Locke said. "A real orphan, I mean."
"How so?"
"Well, my mother's dead. I saw that. I know that. But my father, he went away when I was very little. I don't remember him. Never knew him."
"I'm sorry," said Jean.
"We're both sorry a lot, aren't we? I think he might have been a sailor or something. Maybe a mercenary, you know. Mother never wanted to talk about him. I don't know. I could be wrong."